Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, world, and welcome to Realty Universal Radio, the fastest hour in radio, no doubt about it. I'm Randy Zachary, and this is a show about real estate, about God, about life, about giving back, about being the change in the world that you'd like to see. I'm privileged to bring to you Natalie Mullinex and Realty Universal, a company dedicated to excellence. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe sellers and buyers should have choices. We have been a pioneer in the menu program system. More on that, of course, a little later. Natalie Mullinex, president and founder of Realty Universal, averaged over $80 million a year in sales. Natalie has been in the top 1% in the country for over 25 years and number one in Hawaii for 2 years prior to stepping back to building Realty Universal. She's an accomplished speaker, writer, consultant, trainer, and, oh, by the way, mother. She travels worldwide, literally, spreading the gospel, if you will, of Realty Universal. And she joins us now. Hey, Natalie.
Hey, everybody. I'm so happy to be here another week, and I'm looking so forward to our show today. And for those of you that are used to listening in, you can, on those who aren't, you can call us at 347-945-5428. We would love to have you call in, give your input, ask questions. Today, our show is going to be about buyers and tips to buying your home to live in, not only as an investor. It's very, very different when you're buying your home to live in versus if it's strictly an investment. Sometimes you may pay a little more. There's different things you're going to look for, different options. And so we're going to kind of get into the tidbits and the tips of how that works. And please call in and share your stories, advice, tips, too, and you'll hear many today that we're going to go over. And why you need to make your wish list and work backwards. So we're almost getting into the holidays, and wherever you are, depending on where you are, it depends on the seasonal weather and stuff. Hope you're enjoying it all. We're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back to get into tips to buying your home to live in, not only when you're buying as an investment. We're back to Realty Universal Radio, and this is Natalie Mullinex, and today we are going to be discussing, if you're a buyer, tips to buying your home to live in, not only as an investor. Many of you all listening out there and listening on archives as well are agents and brokers and buyers and sellers. So these are really good tips that you can use in everyday life and also to give to your clients and customers. And join us and call in at 347-945-5428. You know, what's the difference, okay, if you're buying your home to live in versus buying as an investment? There's a lot of parameters involved. When you're buying as an investment, you always want to look at bottom line. You're looking at long term. You're looking at your rate of return, how much money you're making on your investment. So you're not going to look at it as personally as if it's your home that you're going to live in. And in today's day and age, I mean, so many people work from home, spend much more time at home because of the internet and all the, we have the way the home centers are done and the TV and radio and everything, just so much is geared around the home today that your environment that you're in for so many percentages of your day is so important that you're really enjoying that, you know, and that's where it becomes different. When you're buying it for your personal residence versus an investment. And with that, what happens is you'll end up paying more at times when it's for your personal home, and it's okay. That's totally okay. You don't want to settle for less just because you feel like you must settle for less because you must, like, you know, cut back on everything. We're going to talk today about different things you can do and still get into your home, even if it's not the size you thought or if it has all the extras, and how you can kind of make that happen within. We have a caller on the line. I'm going to go ahead and bring in. Hey, how are you?
Fine. How are you?
I'm great.
My name is Bobby. I'm Bobby.
Great. Where are you from?
I'm in Florida, South Florida, and I love it here.
Lucky you. And you are, what part of Florida in South Florida?
Naples, Florida.
Oh, you're so lucky. I'm sitting over in Maryland right now, and I'm usually in Hawaii lots of these times of the year, and it's getting cold. It's getting cold.
Well, we've had record highs here the last few days, and doesn't look like it's going to stop anytime soon.
Is that like 80s?
No, try 90.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's still hot and too humid here. The normal round here right now is about 83.
Mm.
But, you know.
That's really nice because it's getting to, like, down in the 60s here in Maryland, and that's a little cold for me. I'm used to Hawaii's 80s, but it's okay. It's all good. It's all good. And the, well, Florida's where you are. I mean, if you get the winter time, it's probably the best time there, I would think.
Oh, definitely. It's in the 70s and 80s with a nice breeze all the time, no humidity, and it rarely rains in the winter time. So it's absolutely gorgeous here.
Mm,
I love it.
This is
life in paradise.
That's what I love about Florida, though, is because you're still connected to the mainland. You know, in Hawaii, we're so far out in the Pacific that to go anywhere, you have to take a plane and go, you know, a lot of the far distance. But Florida is kind of nice because you can enjoy the paradise in summer, but yet get to other places easily. That's really
nice.
Well,
paradise in summer is very hot and humid.
Really? How hot does it get?
Well, it's funny because it never gets over like 95, 96 degrees. It has never been 100 here. But the humidity starts in May and doesn't stop until September, October. So you have 95 to 98% humidity almost for 6-7 months. And that's what makes it so bad. Yeah. In the summertime, it rains almost every day.
Does it rain constantly or just in between?
No,
like in Hawaii, it'll rain for a few minutes and stop.
Well, it'll rain for half hour, 45 minutes, and you get an inch to 2 inches in that 45 minutes. And then it cools off, and, you know, it's very pleasant.
You get pretty hot. Wow, that's nice.
Yeah.
I always think of alligators and crocodiles in Florida, but let's you just called in, and I was wondering, because about our show is about buyers, tips to buying your home to live in, not only as an investor. And what are your thoughts on that? Because we're kind of talking about what is the differences, because if it's your home you're living in and it's your environment, you know, you want it to be what you like, not what everybody else likes. And you also don't want to look at it as, even though you have to look at it as an investor, you don't want to buy something that's way underwater that, you know, you could never sell or that costs way more than what it's worth to pay for. But what kind of things do you think are important in that when you buy your own versus an investment?
Well, we bought
this
house. Go ahead.
No, you called in, so let me see what you were going to share with us. So.
We bought this house in 1990, and we had it, you know, just came down in the summertime or in the wintertime when school was out because my husband was a teacher. And we just wanted some place to spend Christmas, holidays, and Easter. And we bought this thinking it would be a good investment. We could rent it during the off season. But when we moved down here, we fell in love with it. And, of course, we looked for a place that was not extremely expensive, something that we were planning on having our house up north and then this one here and just kind of spending 6 months between them. But as it turned out, we fell so in love with this, and we wanted something on one floor instead of two, which we had in our up north. Mm-hmm. And we wanted three bedrooms, one bedroom to turn into an office. And, you know, we just had certain things in mind, and we managed to find just about everything we wanted. The only thing that I didn't like was the wallpaper, the ridiculous wallpaper in the bathroom. But, you know, you can give up some of your ideas or wants because that was easy enough to change.
Did your husband, you and your husband change it?
Oh, yeah, we certainly did. He didn't do it for a while, so I'm in the bathroom one day, and I just start ripping the wallpaper off. He had to do it then.
That's a good way to start the project. And, you know, you could invite guests to dinner, and say, you know, and then start ripping it off. By the way.
Well, he told me, because I really wish you hadn't done that. And I told him, I says, well, hey, you've been promising me for several years now that you were going to change the wallpaper, so I'm just helping you along.
I love it. I love it. I cannot tell you how many houses, I could never count how many houses I sold over the years where their whole basement just got refinished. This got done. And the wife will say, this project has been on our list for 10 years. And now because we're selling, yeah, he finally got to it. You know, and it's just the way it is. It's just, well, you know, it's interesting because you were deciding you wanted to stay in your winter, you'd come down to Florida for winter and then stay up, you know, elsewhere for the rest of the year. Nowadays, people, it's so important for people to make their wish list and then work backwards. We have so many people say, okay, we're going to buy our first home, and then when we get our second home, we'll add this. Or then when we do this, we'll have this. Why not make your wish list and have everything now, but maybe it's scaled down. Maybe you just change it around, right, and flip-flop. Because more and more people these days are going away from buying, you know, huge homes. They're downsizing. And I'm not seeing, you know, it used to be, you only saw empty nesters downsize or when people are totally retired later downsize. Now you're seeing a lot of people downsize. It depends. You know, it depends where they are and how what the budgets are. But we see all these shows on TV. And if you've heard of the little homes, the tiny houses?
Oh, yes. I watch that. I love it.
What do you think about it? Yeah.
Well, I think for people that are on a smaller budget and somebody likes to travel a lot and, you know, they want to spend their money on other things, I think it's a great idea. Too many young couples nowadays actually become house poor.
True.
You know, they want the best of everything to start off. And with the price of houses today, I don't know how they do it. I mean,
no,
I couldn't
I
go out and buy a $500,000 house. And I mean,
you know, and that's
my husband and I aren't
price, isn't it?
Huh?
No, that's becoming the price range in many places. I mean, that you'll see, like in Hawaii, you know, $600,000 is more of an average, right? And I know there's some places you can buy, you know, still pay $250,000, $300,000, but overall, it's gotten a much higher than it was years ago.
Well, I used to be a realtor, and when I came down here to Maryland, Florida, I was going to sell all these houses, and there were a few that were multi-million dollar homes. But now it's hard to find a home that isn't three-quarters of a million or up here in Naples.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, they have got big homes, and, I mean, we've got some around here that are, oh, 16, 20 million or more. And, yeah, I mean, we've got some beautiful homes, but the homes that are going up are for more for the retired and the rich down here. They don't build too many for us poor people.
You're not poor. It doesn't sound like you're poor.
Well, I'm not poor, but, you know, you feel like it sometimes. I mean, I couldn't afford a new home today. I mean, thank heavens we bought this 20 years ago. We got what we wanted, and we're happy with it, and it's paid off.
And that's perfect.
Yeah.
And that's peace of mind. It really is. Well, you know, the tiny homes that they advertise, I mean, I hear you can buy them for $20,000, $30,000. They have to put land on them. I mean, it's very enticing. And 100 square feet, 250 square feet, and I wonder, how can you live in 100 to 250 square feet? And
you don't have many personal possessions.
You know, like, where's your clothes? Where's your wardrobe? I mean,
well, if
I guess...
you move to Florida, you get two pair of shorts, two tops, and a pair of sandals. That's all you need.
And you just keep washing everything over and over.
That's right.
Cute. Or maybe put your clothes in your trunk of your car. I don't know.
I don't know, but I've seen some of those little teeny houses on the program, and I tell you, they work with what space they have. Every bit of it is, put to good use.
You know, I was listening to a show that was talking about the, you know, how the older people, well, I say the older, you know, when people are baby downsizing, empty nesters, retiring, of course, people want to downsize usually rather than have the huge home and the yard maintenance, et cetera. But even if they pay out and have people do it all the time, they sometimes tend to just want to downsize. But I'm hearing the younger generation is loving these tiny homes because they want to simplify, they want it easy, and they seem to work well. I would think in warm climates where you're spending a lot of time outside, but I'm hearing it's in many, many areas because, for example, if they're into canoeing or hiking or outdoors or in even areas that aren't totally warm, they're enjoying it. And what I'm hearing is that they're taking the money they would be spending on their mortgages in the houses and they're putting it into their lifestyle and they're happy.
Yeah.
So, you know, it just shows us that we can have our wish list and make it smaller and make it work. You know, for example, on your wish list, you know, somebody may say, okay, we need a studio to do this. We need a garage to do this. We need a workshop. We need da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And maybe there's a way to take the garage and convert it and have partial workshop studio and maybe one car goes in, the other car doesn't if you have a two-car, you know? I've seen in Hawaii, they use so much, well, on the Big Island's different, so, but if you're looking at Oahu, for example, there's only so much land, and they will use every space, and people will have ohanas and build onto the house constantly. They just passed a ruling that people are allowed to put an extra property on the property on Oahu. They'll take a garage and make an apartment out of it or a whole other, you know, unit. So it's interesting, though. I think it's really important to make your wish list and then go backwards because there could be a 15-item wish list, and when you're going through the home, you might be able to take off six items that you can make work, you know, and it doesn't mean that kitchen that you love and you just want this huge kitchen, da-da-da-da, and granite countertops or the more recent stone that they're using, too. And you could actually, it could be a smaller kitchen where you can afford to go ahead and take the Formica and make it granite, but not spend that much money and even work through Home Depot, for example. They have all these plans.
Yeah.
And not go into debt and then still have what you want as beautiful. So you're in there and it's just beautiful. And you can do the feng shui. Some people do that and they try to put the bells or the water fountains and just get noise and different. So there's so many things you can do because one thing I think that we're realizing now more than we did years ago is your home is your oasis. It's your getaway from everything. And since more and more people are working virtually now in the home, it is important that you feel really good in your environment. But your environment doesn't have to be huge to make you feel good.
No, it doesn't.
You know, and, you know, I think
well,
we get into
the scarcity. Yeah, my house isn't that large. It's only like 1,100 square feet. But
that's
for two people and a poodle, that's more than enough. You
that's
know?
Plenty. Yeah, and so. But that's plenty. But you said something. You said you couldn't afford, you were talking about the $1 million homes and the bigger homes, and you felt like poor. And I said, you're not poor, and you're not poor. You just said you know,
oh,
you have
I'm
your
rich
own,
in
own,
very many ways. Monetarily, no, but
you're extremely rich. And so I think that what you said though kind of hits home on what we're talking today about tips on buying your home to live in, not only as an investor, right? So
oh, definitely.
It totally does, because if you actually look at, you know, you don't need maybe, you know, there's even, I mean, they even have, it just, or for, there are different smaller washer, dryers, stoves, things. There's things you can have that are more compact but that look beautiful. You can convert certain rooms. You can have an office be your entertainment room at times. You can have, you know, there's different ways to get multi-uses. Like, for example, what are they? I remember they used to have, they still do, I'm sure, I'm just not up to date on it, in the hotels, beds that would fall in, go into the wall.
They're Murphy beds. Yeah.
Murphy beds. Okay.
Because
that's something that, you know, it could be a room that's multi-purpose, and it's your, you know, living room, bedroom, everything all in one, right?
I said I was a realtor when I was down here, and I showed a house one time that had four bedrooms and a den, and that den had a Murphy bed in it so that, or it was an office. It could be used as a den,
wow.
But it was actually an office. They made it into an office, and they had a Murphy bed in there in case they had extra company, and it was beautiful.
That's
you know,
good.
You couldn't really tell that it was a bed.
See, and that's perfect. It's perfect. So, you know, and there's a lot of homes that I think some buyers pass by because they go, oh, it's not going to be big enough, but it's in our budget. Oh, if this isn't going to work, or this room's laid out wrong. And, you know, if your location is there, the number one thing is your location. So if you need to worry about the school system, your location, drive time, et cetera, that's going to be really important. You cannot change your location. You're stuck with your location. So that's like highest and best use is to get the location you need, but everything else you can change. So even if it's a one story and you want a two story, you know, you can check the size, the restrictions in your community to see if you're allowed to build a two story, right? You can do it.
You can
take your kitchen and you can add that extra stone or maybe the floor, add some slate. There's so many things. There's a lot of home projects you can do. There's ways to compromise. If, you know, husband, wife, one wants this, one wants that, you can make, you know, you can convert things. And there's just so many ideas nowadays. So that's why I think it's important to make that wish list that some people think, well, we'll get it later. We'll get it 10 years from now, 5, 50. And then go, wait a minute, that's like that. Wait a minute, we can put that fountain there. We can do this through the yard. Maybe it's a small garden. There's people that buy condos, and on their patio, they have a patio, they put gardens. You know, they make a garden, and it's a usable garden. So, and then you have the people bring in the gardens in their houses, in their bathrooms, and I'm not talking about the marijuana gardens because it seems to be more prevalent nowadays with all this legalization and stuff going on. But, I mean, you actually have ways to do it. And do you think if you have a guest and you had a garden on your condo patio and now it's winter because where you live and you have to bring it in to the bathroom, but it's set on a beautiful shelf. I mean, I'm getting ridiculous, but I'm just making the point, right? And it's set on the shelf. And do you think somebody's going to go, oh, my gosh, I cannot believe you have that in your bathroom. It's like, get over it, you know. There's so many ways to do things. But what's important is that you're happy, that it's your personality, you know, if you want to, you know, and you can just do so many things. So that's what we're having a show about today, just to say tips to buying your home to live in, not only as an investor. So you may find that you pay more for that home because it's what you're going to be around. I mean, we pay a lot for our clothes. We go out to dinners. We go to things. I mean, everybody has different budgets they live in, right? Listen, but whatever we really, it's important to us. If it's a hobby or a sports thing, we'll tend to allocate and find the money to do what we really love, you know, and not think about, we're not getting that back. We're not, our clothes are going to wear out, you know, different things we're not getting back. So if you end up spending more to have what you want in your home, but you can do it instead of thinking, I can't do this. I have to skimp. I have to put it out. Well, when we get that, we'll do this. No, and I think the tiny homes give us a good, good example, don't you think?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
I know too many people want to get everything they want on their wish list, and sometimes it's not possible within a certain budget. In a case like that, you know, they should take the most important or top things that they want and focus on that, and then, you know, find the house that they can make their own and do the projects on the rest of their list.
Exactly.
Sometimes you, if they want, let's say, now I have a 3-bedroom, it would be very easy for me to knock out the wall in one of these and make it one huge bedroom, you know. So, I mean, there's always ways to get what you want if you're just
either
willing
not,
to
you
wait
know,
some time.
Do you ever think that, because I'm so, on our show, I'm you know, if you want to call in right now, it's 347-945-5428. Also, I want to mention a lot of our listeners are archived and they're familiar with our process, but if you haven't heard before and you want to add comments, you want to have questions, you can always go to realityuniversal.com, fill out the contact us form, and let us know what you're looking for. We can place you, of course, with buy and sell homes, but your, you know, ideas, suggestions you have on different shows, you can also email radio@realityuniversal.com. We try with our shows, it's something I started a long time ago. It's real estate, and then we also like to include self-help, giving back, serving, and different takes on it. It gets pretty interesting. And I think, like, for example, today, it's really about our mindset because, right, it's if you feel, if your mindset says, hey, this is my little palace, and it doesn't have to be little, but you know what I mean? And you're happy and you're healthy because it's more, nowadays so much conscience is, we're so much more advanced in preventive medicine than we were years ago, right?
Yeah.
Where it was so much more about taking care of your health and your body and having a lifestyle that's not keeping up with the Joneses, not trying to make your parents happy, that isn't trying to make, you know, everyone else happy. It's a lifestyle that fits within what you're comfortable with, you know?
That's right.
Isn't that important?
Yeah. I would much rather be downsized and have the money to do the things that I want to do. And that's one thing that we looked for when we bought a home here in Florida. We didn't want to be house poor.
That's smart.
And it's so easy. So many young people, they go in and they buy a house that is really over their budget. I mean, they spend too much because they want all of these different items in their home on their wish list, and they won't compromise. But if you compromise a little bit, you can get those other things in time and still have money to live your desired lifestyle.
Right. And then maybe have a little bit more money to go buy those investment properties that you're going to look at the crunch in the numbers and, you know, because the interest rates are so low these days. And have peace. And there's a security in peace. There really is. Because it's funny. Oh. Somebody mentioned to me one time, they said, you know, I know. I can't think of his name. Oh, gosh. It was a pretty well-known speaker years ago. And it's been years and years, so I can't think of his name. I'm sorry. But he would go out, he was very, very self-made, multimillionaire back in his day, and it's terrible, I can't think of his name. But he got into, they were doing construction projects, big projects, and he just always felt the need to serve. So in his older days, he decided to go out in the speaking circuit, and I think the businesses were already done or running themselves. And he said that he was telling people, you know, I have my own plane. I don't have my own plane that I own. I fly in planes all the time, and I look at it as though it's mine, right, when you're flying.
Yeah.
You know, we take for granted, we have this idea that we must own this for it to be mine. But do we really own it? I mean, most people have mortgages. Lots of times, not everybody, and it's good to have your house paid off. Many times people still have the mortgages, or maybe they have the write-offs because they need the write-offs because their income is where they still want write-offs. People, you know, lease cars. You know, there's a lot of things that are set up that do we own it? You know, people buy things on credit cards. well, you're paying a lot more interest on that credit card than if you paid it outright, right? So
yeah.
But does, what happens, people are either trying, they're always trying to avoid pain and get pleasure, right? You know, I always bring God into everything because I have faith and I think God, you know, is pretty strong and we live by the principles. We're a lot happier, but that's, you know, everybody has their own beliefs and their own system. But it's a mindset. So, you know, it's like step into my office and your office could be 100 square feet or it could be 3,000. Who cares, right? And nowadays,
yeah.
With your, with technology, less is better, don't you think? It's much better. And having our health is worth so much money. So I just kind of, I love that wish list because say somebody makes a wish list and they're saying, okay, I want a 4,000 square foot home. I want a gourmet kitchen. I want, I'm just making this up. You know, I want an in-ground pool. I want tennis courts. You know, make up the wish list. Anything and everything you want. What if you ended up with a condo and it had the tennis courts and the in-ground pool and the heated pool and you had it woods and running trails and jogging paths, you know, the whole everything. But you could buy it for $150,200 versus $2 million. That's a big contrast. But do you see where I'm coming from? You know? Does that make sense?
Yeah, kind definitely.
Because it's really lifestyle, and what are you going to do with it, and how do you feel with it, you know? When you have children, with school systems are always very important, unless nowadays many people are homeschooling, people pay for private schools. You know, what I see, a lot of the younger generation seems to be coming into their life, their adult life, with a lot of college debt. If they go through college, which everybody should go through college, it bothers me to see these kids coming with so much debt. You know, I'm not sure I believe people have to go to Ivy League colleges unless they're getting scholarships or there's somebody paying the bill and end up with that huge bill. You know, many people have different thoughts on that because they, you know, where they're going to get hired, et cetera. But
yeah.
What do you think? I mean, you think it's definitely, there's peace of mind in simplifying, but then taking your wish list and what do you think? Making it wonderful.
Oh, I definitely believe that. You know, I've long time ago, I realized that, you know, it's the simplest things in life that really make you happy. Having money and having everything you want doesn't give you anything to strive for,
mm-hmm.
you know. And I would rather have something on my wish list that I can look forward to.
It's awesome.
Whether it be a home, a car, or, you know, something for dinner.
Exactly. I agree. So that's what, when we're talking about the tips to buying your home to live in, this is Realty Universal Radio, and this is Natalie Mullenix, and our guest on the line is Bobby from Florida, Naples, Florida, right?
Yep.
We're talking about you living your dream the way you want it, and don't put it off because you think you can't afford it yet, you know? And as far as a tip to buying versus investment, yes, you may pay a little bit more for the one that you're going to live in. But, you know, it makes a difference whether you're buying this home as your retirement home forever, whether you're buying it for 20, 30 years, or whether you're maybe only going to live in it for 5. There's a lot of people in the military that end up getting transferred every 3 years that know they're going to be transferred, so then they may want to look at it and say, can they cover the mortgage if they're taking a mortgage out with the rent? And that's easy to find out. It's easy to find out what the rents are in your area when you're going to purchase. So you definitely still want to be very pragmatic. You want to cover all your bases. You want to make sure you get your mold inspections if the home is built before 1978. You have children. You want to check histories. You can check radon, radon seems to be more prevalent on the East Coast. And like in Hawaii, we don't get radon, but other parts of the country do. And so you want to still check everything and do all the right things, but what we're trying to say today is just don't discount things. You could see a house and you go, oh my gosh, that house has no curb appeal. Don't even show it to me. but it's in your budget. It's a perfect location, and it's worth going in and seeing what's in there. It's worth going in. You can look at pictures, but pictures are worth a thousand words, but at the same time, it's not the same as you going in and see how you feel in that environment, see how you feel in that space. You may be able to go and change the floor out, change the counters, take out some cabinets, rearrange a room, throw in a Murphy bed, you know, right, Bobby? I mean, there's so many things that you
That's
may
right.
be able to do that. So just don't discount it on your wish list and stop saying I can't have it now, because you can. And it's all about mindset. It really is. It really is. It's just, and that's, I think, what keeps people feeling a lot better. Because, and don't compare yourself to the Joneses. Who cares if somebody else has bought a 5,000 square foot house, you know, that you know. It doesn't matter. That's not you.
Just clean.
Well, yeah, and then you got to pay the housekeepers if you're paying. Not that it's not good to do that too. You may be in a making and in a budget that it's worth it, and you're doing it. Then go for it. But the point of the show today basically is to not buy your own individual home the same way as you would as an investor, except of course be smart. But you want to negotiate well, and that's where you know a realtor, a real estate agent can help you negotiating, doing that. We also have buyer rebate programs that our affiliates offer as well as us. If you want more information on that, you can go to realestyuniversal.com. So, it's been such a pleasure with you calling in. This is fun. This is great.
Well, I've enjoyed it today.
Definitely fun. And so, you in Naples, Florida, do you come across the crocodiles or alligators?
Oh, we have alligators in our backyard. We have a canal, and during this time of year, the little babies about 3-4 feet will come up, and, you know, sometimes they'll sun themselves in our backyard.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
That sounds scary to me.
Well, unless you feed them, and it's against the law to feed them around here, you know, if you don't feed them, they're as much afraid of you as you are of them. So, you know, if they hear you coming out the back door, they hop back in the canal. So, I just wouldn't trust them, you know, if I was walking my dog. They like my little poodle. They would like my little poodle for a snack. And I'm not willing to give
poodle.
It to them.
Is your yard fenced in the back?
No, we're not allowed to have fences here.
Why?
Just association rules, you know, how that goes.
But what about, I mean, so you can't just let your dog out to run loose?
Oh, no, it's against the law here. You have to have even your cats on a leash.
Really?
All of your pets should be on a leash when you take them out, yeah.
Oh, okay. It would just be nice to be able to have a fence yard and then have the...
Well, you can put a fence in your backyard. You have to have it approved by the association, but as long as it doesn't go outside the width of your house. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay. So it can't be the width can't be further. It's got to be within your... Okay.
The same width as your house.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Yeah. What are there... You know what? I'm trying to think it because we only have a few more minutes left. The show's almost over. And, again, anybody that wants to get in more information later, most of our people know how to get it that listen in. But if you're a new listener, you can go to realestyuniversal.com, fill out contact us. You can also download here on Blog Talk, and you can email us at radio@realestyuniversal.com. And I keep thinking about those tiny houses, like how people are able to, and I think it's a good example when you're making your wish list, to see how those different compartments can be put in to make, you know, to make it work, for different times of day, to make it work, you know, when you're in a smaller environment like that, you know, your kitchen table can serve as your office table, right? When you convert things, because now we have the laptops, but we're getting to the tablets and the phones, and it's just becoming so easy to do business in smaller compartments, you know.
Yeah.
And I think it's exciting. You can have it all. You can have your garden. You can have your, you know, you can do it all. And then still have plenty left over to go enjoy.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it. Simplicity is so nice. So,
well, you just have to decide what you want in a home and go for it from there.
Absolutely. But I think that wish list and working backwards is so important, because then you can turn around and you can take things off and you can add and do whatever. Because there's going to be different times in your life, you know, that you want to do things. I mean, a lot of people now are swapping homes, they're sharing, you know, they're traveling, they're putting their homes on the B&B list. You've heard of the Uber, you know, with the taxi cabs right now. It's so funny how Uber is taking over in so many areas, and I know a lot of airports have been boycotting, and they're getting it through finally in different areas. And people are driving people around, and they're making money on it. And I know, you know, people also swap their homes in different locales and say, okay, for a month here, you know, we're going to come over there, and then you can come over here. And people are starting to be much more creative, you know, and looking at the lifestyle instead of feeling stuck, which is fun, definitely fun. So that's why we say buying a home to live in is different than buying as an investment property, especially if you're going to buy a home and you want to stay there for good, or as a retirement home. You know, and you can always check and see if you can add on to your home, put a second floor later. You can take a garage and make an apartment out of it, or you could make a workshop studio. You know, there's just so many things you can do. Get creative. Get creative and start thinking about it now. So, I'm so glad you called in, Bobby. This has been a pleasure.
Well, my pleasure. I've enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
And I will definitely be listening later on, and I might talk to you again.
We have so many different, our shows are so different every week. So to everybody out there, I wish you peace.
Thank you for joining us on Realty Universal Radio. Our hope is that you are enlightened, encouraged, and mobilized to be an agent of change. Realty Universal is on Facebook. Join us there. Follow us also on Twitter at Realty Universal. And for more information, you can go to RealtyUniversal.com. Make it a great day.